So, Eamon, another year. The Donegal League has a great reputation in this competition, but only one team from this neck of the woods is going to come out. And there's a change in the format. You'll be going straight through to a semi-final if you win.
Yeah, it's a great incentive for either of us straight into a semi. This year, provincial winner goes straight into the semi, so it's a great incentive. But I suppose ideally, and as you own ourselves, we'd like to play a few games against other counties, but unfortunately, Kevin Monaghan again, nobody's interested in taking part. So as for the other promises, they have plenty of games to play, but it is what it is. We play each other again, and I can't imagine there'd be much in it.
Now, teams down the country will probably not want to face whoever comes out of here in a semi-final, because the standard is very good, and let's face it, there's not a lot between yourselves and the Inish Rowan League.
No, there's nothing on it. No, it's the bounce of the ball. I can't see much else being in it, to be honest with you. But no, a lot of quality players, and then his own team there, and their own squad. Like, there are a lot of good players there as well. Like, so I can't see there'd be much in it. You just hope on the day the wee decisions go away, I suppose.
You could say this is a little bit like an All-Ireland competition, in that it's the cream of the crop from different leagues around the countries, some around the counties. Some of the counties have maybe just one league. We've got the two up here. But in terms of you getting the squad together, what's the appetite like being with the players? Have you got the response that you wanted?
Oh, 100%. The great bunch of boys in there. Like that, they've all bought into it. Some of them making big commitments to be here. And like coming from Dublin there last week, a couple of them down as well. Like, it's amazing, you know, the effort they put into it. So they want to be here, and that's a great start to have before you go anywhere.
And in terms of the preparations, how many training sessions have you had? You've had a couple of practice games.
Yeah, but a couple of games, and I've had a few sessions, all right. But we'll finish off now on Friday night, and see where that takes us.
And when did you sort of start looking at players with a mind to selecting your squad for this campaign?
Well, last year, I suppose, we came in with a lot of in-house games. I suppose we were giving everybody a chance as such, not knowing what players are actually out there. But we know from last year now what's out there, and the backroom staff, they're involved with clubs as well. So I'm getting feedback every week from every different manager, like, you know, around the different teams around the county, which has been very helpful. And we know what we have, and we know what we wanted, and I'd say we're not far away from what we looked for from the very start, I suppose.
And what sort of numbers have you got as a squad, and in your own mind, do you sort of know what your starting 11 is going to be?
Well, I suppose tonight, we probably picked up on something the other night as well. Like, you're always picking up, but you have your you probably have your 6 or 7 guaranteed of credit in the bank anyway, and after that, it's kind of, you know, whoever's impressing most for you, you know, you're going to try and put them in. But it's a hard one now to pick. Like, we have a squad of 22. There's two there, Tommy McMonagall and Jack Parker, are injured. They won't be available. So now you have to narrow it down to 18 for Sunday. So it's a hard task to leave out a couple as well. But with wee niggles here and there, you never know. You don't know what happens between now and Sunday, so you mightn't have to make that call at all.
And the opposition, Inish Rowan, have you been looking at any of their players or any matches in Inish Rowan, or is it a case of concentrating on your own guys and you have a fair idea anyway of what to face?
No, we haven't, no, but I know that there are quite a few Cock Hill lads on, so they'll be used to playing with each other, which is a big plus for them, I suppose. But no, like Inish Rowan, we know most of the players, they're good players, and as I say, it'll be a ding-dong battle between the two teams. Like, you know, two good teams in my eyes are. So hopefully, as I say, we'll come out the right side of it, but whoever wants it, good. If they wish him well, I suppose.
And as a manager and for the Donegal League, what would it mean to you if you could go all the way in this?
I'll just worry about this on Sunday. I'll leave it at that, to be honest with you, Chris.
And the game itself, the last couple of years, there's often been just one goal in it. The fact that it's over two legs, how important is it to get that advantage in the first leg when you're at home?
Well, I suppose last year, like, we were away the first leg and we just wanted to keep the tie alive. Like, even if you know, like, it's not really the home and away. Like, both players, sets of players, know the pitch as well, and so obviously you want to get an advantage if you can when you're at home. But it's not the end of the world if you didn't. As long as you're not a few goals down, you want to keep it alive. That's the main one. But we'll see come Sunday, I suppose.
I'm fine.
Thinking the same.
And finally, you know, let's hope there's a good crowd at it, because, you know, this is a very important competition and it should get the respect that it deserves.
Well, that's it. That's the next step down from the League of Ireland. Like, a lot of quality players here. A lot of players did play in the League of Ireland in both teams. So there's a lot of quality there. So it's a great advertisement for Donegal football. So hopefully it'll live up to the spectacle that we expect, I suppose.